Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, October 17th, 2025. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And I want you to stay with us because I believe we have a very special guest coming up here in about 1 minute that you are not going to want to miss. This is somebody who has never been on this show before, and this is somebody who has a special announcement to make this morning. So on two counts, you're going to want to hear what's going to happen in under 60 seconds, and I'm looking very much forward to talking to this person for a multitude of reasons. But stay tuned. Do want to remind everybody that this coming Tuesday, October the 21st, I will be moderating the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. That'll be from 7:30 to 9:30 on this station. You're not going to want to miss that. You can stream this anywhere, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WGH Talk. You can listen to us on cell phones, smart televisions, laptops, tablets, whatever you got, you can listen to this station. You just download that free, what's better than free, TuneIn app. You can get it in any app store and search WGH Talk or go to the website WWGH1071.com and stream us live there. It certainly is worth the listen. And I should mention, we have archives of all of our shows dating back to January of 2016. Can you imagine? 9 years of shows on the website dating back to January of 2016. So check out the website, WWGH1071.com. It is something to behold. And I do want to thank the Marion Star, by the way, because I learned in yesterday's Marion Star, they did do a story on the League of Women Voters and basically told everybody how to listen and who was moderating and all the ways to get that event, that you might want to get that event. So I thank the Marion Star for running that article yesterday, as they did with the Mary Ellen Withrow article earlier in the week. So it is a great time here at WGH Talk. So again, League of Women Voters Candidates Night coming up this coming Tuesday, October 21st, starting at 7:30 p.m., and I will moderate that event. Now, today we have somebody here for 15 minutes, a very, very busy person. So glad she's able to join us for 15 minutes. She's never been on the show before, and I always like when we have somebody on who's never been on before. She's here to make a special announcement this morning and talk about a few things here and there in the next 15 minutes. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome to these microphones for the first time somebody we know very well from the era of the pandemic. You saw her just about every afternoon on your television, and I know a lot of people watch those broadcasts. She is currently the Democratic candidate for governor in the state of Ohio. What a pleasure it is to say and welcome to these microphones for the first time, Dr. Amy Acton. Dr. Acton, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you for having me.
So good to talk with you. You're out going through the state, running for governor. What's it been like?
It has been the most incredible experience, really an honor and a privilege. We've been on the road for almost 2 years now, formally running for governor since January, and we go everywhere in the state. We're going to places people maybe haven't been in a while, listening deeply, really hearing from the people of Ohio, and I can tell you everywhere we go, people are ready for a change.
What are people saying to you when you're out there in the communities?
You know, folks are showing up, Scott. We're seeing what my team keeps saying. Folks who've been in this a while are seeing our record crowds of people. It does not know party. I can't say that enough. We're hearing from all sorts of people, and I can tell you the number one thing that they are talking about right now is cost, affordability. Absolutely, they're talking about, you know, when we all feel this, groceries and gas, our energy bills. I don't know if yours, but mine certainly went up this summer. But they're also talking about things like childcare being affordable and housing. They're talking about aging in place with dignity and property taxes going up. People are talking about safety and things that are top of mind, but it isn't something about some border or elsewhere. What they're talking about, you know, is about, is my kid going to come home from school? Can I go out safely to the mall or my church? And can I talk to my neighbor? Everywhere I go, people are just exhausted and overwhelmed by the chaos and the hate and the vitriol. People are longing for public servants again who solve problems instead of make them. And that's what they're longing for. They're longing for us to solve the problems of our everyday life.
Mm. Dr. Acton, when it comes to running for governor, the state's top office, why did you make that decision? Why did you decide this is what I want to do?
Well, I can tell you, you know, I'm a doctor. I'm not a politician, but I am a lifelong public servant. You know, I'm almost 60 years old, and my entire career has been about solving some of the big, hard problems that affect our quality of life and well-being. And in that, you know, I've been having my own experiences. You know, a lot of people don't know that I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. I had a pretty rough childhood, a lot of abuse and neglect. I was actually lived in a tent in the winter in Northeast Ohio. You know, I was blessed to finally be removed from that situation at the age of 12. But my whole life has been about not looking the other way when you see hard things. I remember as a kid people looking the other way because sometimes you just get overwhelmed. Things are too scary, too hard to see. But I mostly remember the people who didn't look the other way. I remember a couple who would pull my brother and I up on their front porch and feed us breakfast because they knew we were hungry. And as my life got so much better, you know, my life was saved by things like public schools and libraries. And I got in med school right out of high school here in Ohio, an accelerated BSMD program. You know, I was haunted by the kids I left behind who were just as smart, just as nice, and their lives seemed to go differently. So I'm running for governor because people in this state are struggling. They are doing everything right, unlike what my opponent says, that people are just not working hard enough, they're sort of mediocre or lazy. That is not what I am seeing on the ground in every corner of this state. People are doing everything they can, but there's no breathing room. I'm running because I refuse to look the other way while special interests and bad actors keep taking the state in the wrong direction. Everywhere I go, people are ready for a change.
You know, Dr. Acton, to us here in Marion, we just celebrated the big birthday of 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and I know she's very...
I know.
She's super interested in this campaign, and there was just recently a newspaper article, former Governor Taft and Strickland were at her birthday party, and Governor Taft said, this was a quote from the party, he said, "I may never have become governor if she had run against me."
So I love that. I love that. And you know what? Mary Ellen, you know, I've been hearing stories about her from folks who are at the party. You threw quite a bash, I think, from what I hear, and I can't wait to meet her in person. We have that. We're working on meeting her because I so admire that she was one of the early pioneers of running for school board and saying that, like, you know, a woman could be on the school board and should be. And now, of course, women are running all over Ohio. You know, I've been very inspired by her story. I've been inspired by the story of Mary Boyle, who was the first woman to ever run, the only woman to ever run for Senate in this state. And one of the interesting things is I just hired a new social media, a digital director. It's actually Mary Boyle's granddaughter who's lighting it up on our social media. You know, a lot of folks, when I ask a room, you know, would you love to have a woman governor of this state? And rooms just go nuts when I say that. You know, people, you know, a woman, we have still not elected a woman senator or woman governor. And that's so strange because Kansas, which is not exactly a blue bastion, has had 3 women governors. Right now they have Laura Kelly, 2-term governor and educator. They had Kathleen Sebelius, who actually grew up in Cincinnati, the daughter of John Gilligan. Michigan, it looks like to me, Michigan, guys, is about to get their 3rd. But I'm very honored to learn from and walk in the shoes of folks who have gone before me, and absolutely, I'm so excited to see what we're seeing on the ground. Just a whole want for public servants again. When I think of Mary Ellen, this is what I'm seeing on the ground. People do not care what party you're in right now. What they want to see are public servants who are going to solve problems instead of make them. And Mary Ellen was known for being very pragmatic, for getting things done. That's what people are longing to see again.
And I know she's very eager to meet you. Dr. Acton, we've got about 6 minutes left here, and I want to get our special announcement in. But I do want to talk about just a few things going on here in Ohio and nationally, especially with somebody who's a doctor. Day 17 today of the government shutdown. It's said to be all over healthcare. What do you make of this government shutdown and the big healthcare issue that it deals with?
Well, I can tell you, Ohio, because of these special interests and bad actors just in our state, has been going backwards in every measure over my entire adult life, but really accelerating in the last 10 years. This is a travesty. This is not how it should be. Right now, Ohioans, everywhere I go, the number one issue I'm hearing about is cost of health care. Folks, right now, I talk a lot to women actually in rural areas who own farms, for instance, run farms, do the books on farms. Their number one issue is someone in the family has to work a second job right now off the farm to get health insurance. Our rural hospitals are collapsing. You have to go an hour to an hour and 15 minutes in many parts of this state right now just to deliver a baby or to have a cavity filled, to take a child to have a cavity filled. This is a travesty. Metro Health is under duress in the center of Cleveland. And then you add these Medicaid cuts that are happening in this right now. Kids in foster care are being kicked off of Medicaid right now. Do you know that Kasich expanded Medicaid? Because all of us, it was just a pragmatic best solution. All of our health care bills go up when people are uninsured. We live shorter, less healthy lives than neighboring states and many countries in this world. That is not acceptable. That's one of the reasons I'm running for governor. Everyone deserves world-class health care. We have the best health institutions in this state. We have the best universities. This is a travesty. And the things that are going on right now in this bill are attacking every part. People are already struggling, and it's only making it worse. You know, this state, the bad actors in the state house, I can't say enough that running right now, what I'm seeing is this isn't about party anymore. This is extreme special interest and wealth against all of the rest of us. And absolutely, we need a governor who can push back on this.
And another thing here, and again, you being a doctor, Dr. Acton, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, Bobby Kennedy, has said a lot of interesting things lately, linking Tylenol to autism. What do you think this does to us here in Ohio, because you're running for governor, to have a person who's the head of health and human services in our country making statements like this? What do you make of that?
You know, it has been heartbreaking to see at a time in this history where we are all purposely being pitted against one another. There's so much chaos. There's so much hate and vitriol. And one of the biggest things that I hear from Ohioans is they don't know who to trust. You know, it was an honor and a privilege to lead during one of the hardest moments in the state alongside a Republican governor to try to save lives. I was so proud of Ohioans. We flattened a curve in Ohio. We saved a lot of lives. We actually reopened earlier in this state and got back to our lives sooner from taking swift and decisive action. I was very, very, very discouraged. I actually, along with several other folks in the country, felt that it was time for him to step down for that job. It is one of the hardest jobs in the administration, and we really need people who are dedicated to improving the health and well-being and safety of our citizens. So, you know, I think one of the hardest things, though, and I just want to say this, you know, I'm a doctor. When I'm a doctor for all people. You know, I'm honored that people everywhere I go, my following does not seem to know party. Folks from the farthest right to the farthest left are showing up everywhere we go. And I meet people who don't believe in vaccines. If you're my patient, I will not fire you because you do not believe something that I know to be scientifically proven to help save lives. I'm going to work with you. I think when I hear people, you go a little bit deeper than what they say, but they're actually scared and trying to do everything right for their kids' health. They're reading things online and they don't know what to believe. So we need to quit pitting ourselves against each other on what we believe on any of these issues. We need to pull together once again. We need leaders that we can trust. I'm so honored and privileged that, you know, what we're learning on this campaign trail is that we are in a dead heat statistical tie with my opponent. We're actually starting to move ahead. We're seeing lots of independents everywhere we go. We're seeing folks show up, and it's actually what the data shows. We're literally actually seeing tons of Republicans crossing over, because I can't say this enough. What we all deserve and are longing for, and we need this at every level, are public servants who are here to solve the problems, the 95% of problems that all of us agree on. Everyday problems, like I said, about housing and childcare and property taxes and health care. We need jobs. We need that to be the center of what people are solving and that people are working to improve our quality of life. And I can tell you, no one in this state will ever, ever go unseen by me. I'm here for all people.
Dr. Acton, one final question for you this morning. This is recent news here in Ohio. And I think a lot of people were disturbed by this. A central Ohio congressman responded yesterday after a swastika was spotted in his Washington, D.C. office. Recently, we saw the release of a group chat of a young Republican group that included racist language and jokes about rape and things of that nature. And just to cap this off, our vice president's response to this was, "I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive stupid joke, is the cause to ruin their lives." That's from our vice president, J.D. Vance. What do you make of this story, Dr. Acton?
You know, I have to admit, I'm actually horrified by that response. Our kids need us, and certainly everyone deserves the right to freedom of speech. I'm a big advocate, and I call for that. But it is absolutely a travesty how politicians are literally continue to pit us against one another. What the largest thing I see everywhere I go is people are exhausted of this. They're exhausted of the hate and the vitriol. This is dangerous, dangerous rhetoric. We're seeing political violence on both sides of the aisle. This is not what we want in our democracy. In our democracy, we need to actually be able to have our opinions, but do so not at the cost of harming other people. And I will always stand up against that kind of rhetoric. You know probably well, Scott, that I was a recipient of it myself. And it is, we need public servants to step up, and we need leaders who have families and people that they need to keep safe to be safe doing these jobs. And so I think that is reckless. I think that is careless. I will always be standing up. A governor's job, number one job, is the safety and the well-being of all the people in Ohio. And I will stand for that. I'll never stand for that kind of rhetoric.
And Dr. Acton, I want to make our announcement here before we let you go. I know you're very busy here today and very busy out on the campaign trail, but this coming Tuesday is our League of Women Voters Candidates Night here in Marion, which will be broadcast on this station. I will be moderating that event. And right after 10:15 to 10:45 that night, Dr. Acton, you and I will get together and have an interview and go through what your vision is for Ohio. And, you know, I'm very excited about this.
Oh, Scott, I'm so thankful for you for reaching out. And I know this meeting of us has been a long time in coming. I really hope to meet Mary Ellen as well and everyone there in Marion. Please come join us. Want to hear your thoughts, want to hear what's top of mind and all your questions. And I'm honored and privileged by this, Scott. Thank you.
We will talk Tuesday night. Thank you, Dr. Acton.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. There you are, the Democratic candidate for governor of the state of Ohio, Dr. Amy Acton. Well, Matt, it happened.
Look at that.
Look at that. I'm very happy to talk to her.
Well, yeah,
I've always said that. I always said I want to talk to her because I find her interesting. Her background, I find her dealings during COVID interesting. And I find that she's running for governor interesting. So Dr. Amy Acton, Tuesday night, 10:15 to 10:45 on this station live.
Well, that's good.
Get any better than that.
She certainly seems to have her talking points down.
Well, I don't know if they were talking points.
They seem like they ended up.
Well, how did she know what I was going to ask her? She didn't ask the questions.
I mean, you asked about Tylenol and that whole thing, and I don't think she answered that question at all.
I think she did. I thought she said she was very worried about people doing things like this.
I
don't remember. Is that not what she said?
I don't know.
Maybe you kind of zone out sometimes during things going on here.
I guess I just didn't find it all that interesting. I don't know.
Well, that wasn't the interview. The interview is...
I understand. Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Way to promote there, Matt. Way to promote.
Well, because it'll be so much better the next time.
It certainly will. Tuesday night from 10:15 until 10:45. No, I thought that was very... You know what? Those are not easy questions. She didn't know what I was going to ask her.
Well, I mean, she did fine. I'm not saying she didn't do fine.
I thought the fact that she answered everything was refreshing. You know, a lot of people get rough and don't I don't know what that is nowadays. People, I don't know, they don't answer everything. I don't know what that is. People can answer however they want, but it's nice to get an answer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess getting an answer is always better than not getting an answer, I suppose.
All right, Tuesday, 10:15 to 10:45, Dr. Amy Acton after the League of Women Voters live interview here on the station. So it'll be a big night on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I can tell there's excitement on your end. All right, well, no, listen, she's busy right now. She had a good phone there. I'll give her that. I like a good connection.
Oh yeah, I mean I can give her that. Yeah, there was no static or anything. It was a great signal.
Sounds like a very nice lady. This is what I always say.
All the people sound like nice people.
Oh, I won't tell you who didn't, but she sounded very nice. I think it's very interesting that she's talking about, you know, she doesn't seem to be so much into the parties. Now, I don't want to put words, we'll talk more about that Tuesday night. But she doesn't seem to be so much associating herself with a party. I think that's very interesting.
Well, I mean, she said that she thought that people did not think, or sorry, she didn't think that it mattered what party you were because people didn't care, which I don't think that's right at all. But...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you certainly... don't tell us what you're doing party-wise, so you tell us who you're not voting for, but you tell us, you don't tell us who you are, and that's all party, you've said. You've said because if I say I voted for an independent, then people are going to say you threw your vote away, and if I vote for a Democrat, they're going to say that I go along with all that philosophy and stuff that they do. So you obviously care.
Communist. They called her a communist.
Called who?
well, Kamala. If I voted for Kamala, right, I would have been a communist.
Right. So they called her. They didn't call the Democratic Party communist.
I understand.
So I think the person does matter. I think Dr. Acton might be right on that. I think they vote for the people. I don't think they always vote for the party.
I don't know.
So we've never had a Democratic governor in Ohio?
Oh, sure.
We've never had a Republican governor in Ohio?
Well, yeah.
Well, how does that happen if people are just voting RD, RD, RD? Same people.
Well, you see, I mean, but, you know.
I think the person matters far more than the party.
I don't know. I mean, you know.
So you think that it. Now, locally, I'm not sure about anymore. Locally has changed. But statewide and nationally? Well, we went from a Democratic president to a Republican president. So what changed there? The person.
Well, not really. I mean...
Well, Joe Biden was not the candidate the last time around. We just got a whole book on why that didn't happen.
Well, Joe Biden wasn't the candidate. He was for, like, the first half of the race. And then you know...
But not on election day.
Well, I mean...
And he seems to feel on election day that if he had been the candidate, he would have won.
I don't know. That's
what he said.
That, I mean, yeah, I know that's what he said, but that debate's pretty rough.
By the way, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Dr. Amy Acton live in an in-depth 30-minute interview live on Tuesday night. Look very much forward to that. So not only do you want to get your popcorn and get next to your listening device, radio, whatever it is, for the League of Women Voters, but you want to stay for the Dr. Acton interview, you don't know what will happen.
Excitement.
We got to get her and Mary Ellen together.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be interesting.
Well, I think they want to meet. That's what now I've heard it from Dr. Acton. I've heard it from Mary Ellen, so I think it's bound to happen.
Sure. I mean, I think it'll happen at some point.
Maybe you're just in a depressive mood because the Larry Barnett, you were here during that whole thing, Larry yes. Barnett and Brian Egler, and you didn't get to say anything.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't buy a monster or anything this morning either.
Well, you might maybe during the break when Pastor Whitaker comes in, you'll have to soup yourself up or something. Because we've still got the whole noon show. By the way, the phone lines are open.
The noon show's good. I like the noon show.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on anything? Well, you listened to the interview yesterday with Naomi Craig. Very interesting interview, to say the least, about her mother, who was murdered in 1979, and... a posthumous indictment came 46 years later, almost a half century. Very emotional for her.
It's a long time.
It is a long time. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like a murder mystery, I guess.
It's like a murder mystery.
Well, I guess it's not a mystery anymore, but it was like a murder mystery.
Well, I don't know that it was a mystery. Apparently, there was a paper in the files here in Marion that... a confession, nonetheless, that apparently nobody did anything with. I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, I don't know how that whole thing happens, but somebody didn't do their job, I guess.
You know, it gives you pause, don't you think?
I mean, I guess.
To think, and I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at the paperwork, but I'm just saying, I think it would give everybody pause that this confession... could be right there in the paperwork for 1983, 43 years, 42 years, something like that. Man's dead.
Well, yeah, but he died in a car wreck, is my
Maybe.
Understanding.
We don't know. I don't know. Well, what do you make of some of the questions we asked Dr. Acton, excuse me. What about this Central Ohio congressman with a swastika spotted in his office?
Oh,
he has denounced gosh. It. He did say, I don't understand his answer. His answer was something. This is what he said. He called it. He called it vandalism and said Capitol Police were called to investigate.
Yeah.
Okay. Representative Dave Taylor. I didn't get that.
I don't understand it. I don't believe it. It's all about, you know,
It's in the American flag. I did see the picture. The swastika is somehow in the...
Like over the stars and stripes?
No, the lines.
Yeah, well, I guess the stripes.
Yeah, not the stars.
Yeah. Okay.
Why would you have that in your office on the bulletin board? How is that vandalism? I don't get that. I mean, the man... What?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who was in your office that put it there? I mean,
why did you do the interview with that hanging behind you? Who put that up there?
It would, like, you know, there's no way. I mean, you can get away with anything now. Just say somebody else did it. Say it's not true. Blame the media.
I don't know if he blamed the media. Well, he said it was vandalism.
Well, yeah, but I listed off three options there. You can, one, blame somebody else, two, blame media, or three,
I don't know how that was vandalism. I'll give the guy the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know how that was vandalism.
I don't know where his office is, but I would assume you can't just walk in there and then vandalize somebody's office. I'd assume they have, you know, security.
Well, you know, I think the thing that has bothered people more is the public release of a young Republican group chat that included racist language, jokes about rape, and flippant commentary on gas chambers. And a lot of Republican politicians have denounced this. There were like 250 comments.
Is it just a group chat of young Republicans? I'm confused here.
Young Republican group. But when the vice president was asked about this, his answer was, I really don't want us to grow up in a country where a kid telling a stupid joke, telling a very offensive stupid joke, is cause to ruin their life. Okay.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the text said, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know that that's, you know, I mean, I'm all for, you know, the whole, I don't know, free speech and comedy, I guess. There's that whole debate, I suppose. But at the same time, I don't know, you know.
Comedy? This was comedy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't think this, was comedy.
No, they can say it. Nobody's saying they can't say it. You're not going to go to jail for saying it. Free speech. I think it's more alarming that that's the vice president's response to it.
Well, I mean, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's bad. I mean, I think he could have said something, you know, better. He could have denounced it. That would have been a good move. That would have been nice.
And by the way, it has prompted bipartisan calls for those involved to be removed or resign from their positions, people who've made these comments.
So it's not a young Republican group yet?
Yeah, it's a group. It's an organization.
So there are people who are representatives who are part of this organization?
Yeah, there are people who work within the organization. It's not just a bunch of young Republicans talking. It's an organization's chat.
Oh, I just I don't know how they came across this random group chat, but okay.
Well, I think it was leaked. Somehow it got to Politico.
Well, somebody obviously leaked it. That's you know, easy enough, I guess. But, I mean, are they like a pack or something? I don't understand what they do.
No, there's young. Like at college, there were always young Republican groups at college. That's an organization.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think I'd want somebody in charge of any organization I'm a part of who, I don't know, does that. That's for sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
As always.
Yeah, I've been trying to call in the past couple days, and you've had people in not taking phone calls until now.
No, we've had good guests. Have you listened to the interviews?
Well, I wasn't the other day. I was calling you from the parking lot of Sam's Club. And I told you I was going to buy $100 worth of candy.
Right.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't able to. I ended up $130 worth of candy.
Oh, so went a little above 100.
Yes, went a little above 100. It was over 1,000 pieces of candy.
Well, that'll be good.
Well, it should be. And, you promote it. And I would imagine you would want people, coming to the back side of the building so they can, park in the parking lot and then walk up. If you've got a table, or I can bring a table, and we can set the table up and the kids can come up. I can bring a camera and we can take pictures and stuff, and you can post them on your website.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I think I appreciate that, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. We'll get the times down for Halloween that night, and that'll be a Friday night. Actually, 2 weeks from today?
It is?
I think so.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. But
Tuesday is Meet the Candidates night.
Yes, did you see that article in the paper yesterday?
Well, I saw today's paper. Did you see today's paper?
No, I haven't seen today's paper.
We know that it was the 13th it was held, but apparently the Marion paper has it as the 15th. Big mistake.
What are we talking about? What was the 13th?
City Council.
Oh, they're reporting on that today. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have a picture, and it's captured the 15th about economic and the construction deal. I couldn't believe it. That paper's as bad as the internet.
Well, they do have some issues, I will say. I don't know why they tend to get things like that wrong, but... it was the 13th. Well, how'd you like the article? I haven't seen it, but was it accurate?
That article?
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole hell of a lot there other than it happened, and that was it. Very brief coverage. Nothing that went a little below the surface at all. So just, I don't know. Nothing of substance, I would say, after having been there.
Did you hear Larry Barnett and Brian Agler on this morning talking about the Prospect Park?
Yes, I heard that.
I always have enjoyed Larry Barnett.
Well, that's something. Taking care of a park, and that's something all of these things that government creates, we don't take care of them that well. And an example, look at the Harding Memorial. All of that mildew, mold, or whatever is starting to grow back and make the site unsightly again, and they're going to have to clean it. Everything that looks like that grayish stuff, that's the crud. That marble has grown in it. And it's probably going to be a big deal. Oh, it's going to get this and that and cost all this money and everything. When if like every other year, they could spray something to minimize all of that kind of mold, mildew, whatever it is, contain it instead of waiting until it becomes a sore site. Anyway.
Eyesore, I believe.
A sight for sore eyes, eyesore.
I think it's an eyesore is what they call it. I think it's I could be wrong.
Eyesore. A sorry looking thing, but it should be maintained.
Did you hear who was on at the top of this hour?
No, I just got back in.
Oh,
on at the top of this hour.
Dr. Amy Acton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think she really kind of got a raw deal,
Oh.
What's she running for?
Governor.
Wow. I haven't followed the governor stuff that much, but I think Vivek It would seem he has it wrapped up, but we'll never know until after the last vote is tallied. But you were, at one point, weren't you talking about the age of him? I think he's 40.
I don't even think he's that old.
Pretty sure, because when I was working with a wellness program, DLZ, I'm pretty sure he ran DLZ. It's an engineering firm down on Huntley Road in Columbus, and I did a presentation there.
Just turned 40 in August.
Program. Pardon?
Just turned 40 in August.
Yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure he started DLZ, and it's a pretty massive. Maybe he didn't start it, but he was the CEO of it. So, and I don't know. It seems like he might be the next governor.
Well, I'll tell you,
is Acton Democrat, Republic, or what?
Democrat. But I'll tell you something. And Dr. Acton mentioned this when she was on earlier this hour. People think that this is all wrapped up, but every poll that I have seen, and she says as well, that they're in a dead heat. Now, I don't know why that is. I think this next election is going to tell a certain tale about that. I think people think we're still living in the world of the last election, and we're not. We haven't. It seems like it's been 10 years, but it hasn't even been a year yet. And every poll that has been taken in Ohio shows them in a dead heat. Now, it always showed him far above his Republican counterparts, but it shows he and Dr. Acton neck and neck, and a lot of polls are starting to show her in the lead because he's not doing a lot of publicity, and, you know, he kind of got that Donald Trump bump in the beginning when he got his endorsement, but then he kind of pulled all those ads. Now, why did he pull them? We'll never know, but I don't know. The polls are what they are.
Well, depends on the veracity of the poll. Who's taking the polls? Who are the people? Are they robo-dials? Are they actually people conducting interviews? So on and so forth. So it's, I don't know. I don't watch 610, 428, or any network. I just do streaming stuff and pick up things now and again from YouTube. And, my free one-month subscription to the Marion Star and the Columbus Dispatch is running soon, so I'm not even going to pay the money because there's really nothing locally there. And quite frankly, I think people should boycott the Marion Star because Marion has lost its identity by not having people reporting on the goings-on of Marion. And it's a sad situation. You can't find out. You have to, and all the news is fragmented between you, what's left of MRN, one or two other radio stations, etc., and then the things that are going on with Facebook. You know, how do you know really what's going on? It makes it more and more difficult.
Well, I think that's why we do well. I think that's why the league asked me to moderate. And I think that's why they wanted it to air here. I think that this is a constant source. You know, we're every day. There is no other radio station, internet outlet that is live talk every day that does current events. Not another one. And there is also... Yeah, locally. And also, we do operate on the standards that are there for journalism. If we're wrong, we'll say we're wrong. And I think that's why I don't see Dr. Acton and Vivek doing other people's shows locally here in Marion. They've both been on here now.
No, I'm sorry to say I missed it. No, I thought, you know, back then, she really got a raw deal, and... I always give more credit to non-political scientists, people who work, I give them more credit. I tend to side with what they're saying because that's their life. That's what they do for a living. And when a politician, not all, but when some politicians, they get on the bandwagon and all of this and that, and you have to be cautiously optimistic, I think, with some of these things. And that's why it's always nice that you have peer review when you have these scientific breakthroughs, people challenging your findings and coming to a consensus if that actually is of benefit and should be utilized, whatever that discovery may be.
Hey, we've only got a minute here, but are you participating in the candidates' night?
Yep. I told them I would be. Now, are there going to be, what's the format going to be is what I'd like to know. I'm going to set it up. I pray to God you're not going to be handy. Ask candidate A a question, and he hands off the microphone to B, so on and so forth down the line.
They run it. I don't. I honestly don't know. I mean, I know what the format has always been. I don't think it's going to be any different than what it has always been.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as running the sound and all that, that's all the league. They set the rules, the times, the format. I'm just working for them that night.
So what is it you're going to be doing?
Moderating.
So you're going to be the traffic cop.
Yep, and it'll also be broadcast exclusively audio. On this station. This is the only place you'll be able to get the audio live broadcast.
Hmm. Well, it'll be interesting. Any idea what the weather's going to be like?
I think about like today.
Well, there's a fellow coming in from, 6 to 7 that'll talk about what a charter city is, right?
Yep.
And then 7 o'clock or shortly thereafter will be all 23 people for the charter commission
and the two city council races. So that starts at 7:30.
What does
the candidates' night?
I thought it started at 7.
No,
it's 7:30. Okay, because the last note I got from the League of Women Voters, it had 6 to 7, and then 7 for meet the candidates. So meet the candidates is 7:30 then.
Yeah. No, they'd have to get everybody up there. You have to close one down and get the other people up there and get them mic'd up.
Let it be a free for all. Only the strongest get the microphone.
And we got to take a break. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Well, the candy's coming on Halloween. We'll be back right after this.
And that was pretty much it. You know, of course, we had the standard, "Hey, that's me!" Which I did as a